We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The following is a presentation of Learfield.
The chaos has arrived. Two playoff commoners were on the ropes. One survived, one didn't. Plus, Hog Nation continues its dream start, and there's a neutral site affair between two of the Midwest's best. We break it all down and more on the latest edition of the College Football Rewind.
Reliving the weekend on the gridiron.
10-5, touchdown, Alabama!
Pick 6 for Ohio State.
Touchdown, Gators! Held!
Intercepted! Oklahoma wins!
All the best plays from coast to coast.
And it's intercepted at the 10. The Dogs have it.
Oh, what a play into the middle! Touchdown, Oregon!
To the end zone, back of the end zone, touchdown, Aggies!
This is the College Football Rewind.
Oh my goodness, don't blink, you'll miss it.
Here's your host, Rob Joyce.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the College Football Rewind, where no one was safe in Week 4. We'll start right off the bat in the ACC. It's been a shaky start to the year for one playoff mainstay. A Week 1 loss to Georgia with just 3 points scored and a 14-8 survival last week against Georgia Tech with a late goal line stand. And Clemson fans entered this weekend on edge because of it. The start dropped the six-time defending ACC champs down to 9th nationally, its lowest ranking since early 2015, and a lot of questions about a struggling offense continued after a Saturday trip to Raleigh to face NC State.
Clock shows 9:22 to go here first quarter, nothing ball game. Uyunglele again play action off of Shipley. Has time, rolls right side, looking back left. Going to throw, looking for the back of the end zone. Ross caught it! Did he hang on? He did! Touchdown!
Wow.
What a rip of a throw by Uyunglele and a great toe tap by Ross. 7-0 Clemson. 9:11 to go, first quarter.
Third down and 4 to go. Pack has the football to Clemson 9. Pack trying to tie it up. Leary sends the slot receiver Thomas in motion to the right. Leary looks left. He'll throw. Corner end zone. Diving catch by Amezi. Oh my goodness, what a catch. He laid out and got it in the left corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Wolfpack. And that is the final play of the first quarter. With the score deadlocked, 9th-ranked Clemson 7, NC State 7.
First down at the Clemson 33, off that right hash. Leary asking for the shotgun snap, gets it. Gives it a nice end around, and then comes right back in the hands of Leary. Pressure on him, he gets away once.
Fumble.
He gets hit, that ball is loose, fumble. Clemson diving at it, saying they have it. It's a loose ball, it's a scrum, and we'll see what happens at the bottom of the pile. And it is. Clemson recovers the fumble. Clemson offensively got to get something going here. The last three drives have all been three and outs. Time to get something going here.
4:13, clock moving. Second quarter, we're tied at 7. Clemson and NC State. Now they're coming on a two-man blitz. Quick throw over the middle. Ball tipped high. Intercepted by State. Intercepted by Drake Thomas at the 31-yard line. He got that ball. He was falling down as he intercepted it. So there's no return, but the Packs got the football, and Clemson turns it over.
Once again, NC State will line up. It'll be officially, I think, a 54-yard field goal attempt. Snap, hold. Dunn puts a foot into it. It's on its way, and it is no good. Hooked it low and left. Opportunities for both clubs, really. 7-7 ball game, though, is what we have after the first 30 minutes of action as you are listening to Clemson football on the Clemson Athletic Network.
I think the big question coming into this game, how would NC State compete at the line of scrimmage, really on both sides of the ball? And the Pack's done a fabulous job. And holding Clemson without a third down conversion, Tigers are 0 for 5.
The Clemson Tigers, 8 rushing yards in the first half. In a 7-7 game, a defensive-oriented game, that's exactly what we thought it would be. So the Pack has a football, second time in the red zone. We'll see what the Pack can do here from the Tigers' 12-yard line. Hand off is fake. Leary fires over the middle. Caught, touchdown, Wolfpack! Touchdown State, Carter makes the catch. And the Pack has its first lead of the day. 5:10 to go in the third, 14-7. NC State over Clemson. This is the Wolfpack Sports Network from Learfield.
13:33 left in this contest. Clemson down 7. Clemson has the football, their own 20-yard line. First down and 10, so they're going to have to drive it 80 yards here for a tying score. And unfortunately, the way that the offense has been operating here since the touchdown that they scored, like I said, only 23 yards of offense since that point for Clemson.
Yeah, and you're trying to depict or describe a word, for this offense. And it's been a lot of miscues.
First and goal, Clemson at the NC State 5 with 11:14 showing on the fourth quarter clock and down 7. Pumachan hands it off. Shipley into the end zone, left side untouched for 6.
Made it look easy, Don.
Where did that come from?
They made it look easy.
And Clemson has tied this thing up now at 14.
And NC State now has the football with 2 timeouts at 4 minutes and 53 seconds with which to work. And the Pack has got to go, 77 yards to pay dirt. Or to at least get into field goal range, closer. Leary takes the shotgun snap, hands away to Van Knight. Around the right side, turns the corner. He's got the first down. Hand off to Person, around the left side. Now it's a fake, and Leary will throw. He hits Penix. Penix inside the 40 and dropped at the 36. 2 seconds left to go in the game, so this will be the final play of regulation if Dunn does not make the kick. But I'm convinced he will. Dunn lines up, 2 seconds left. There's the snap, ball down, kick on its way.
It is no good. He missed it.
I tell you what, that is crazy. That's amazing. That is amazing.
At Clemson,
I tell you what,
new life.
Live to fight
another. Clemson Tigers.
Exactly.
We're going to go to overtime. One of the commandments of Clemson football, 60 minutes or whatever it takes. And we're about to see whatever it takes. 14-14, we'll head to overtime here in Raleigh. Snap to Uyunglele. Back to pass. Looks, throws across the middle, back of the end zone. Touchdown, Ross. Justin Ross, second touchdown grab. So now here's NC State with the ball.
And it's 4 down territory. That's why winning that coin toss, Gary, knowing now you don't have to worry about any field goals. It's all touchdown or nothing.
Yep. Pack needs to score. Here we go. Pack up to the line. They want to snap it quick on 3rd down. Goal to go for the 3. Here's the snap. Rolling to his right as Leary fires wide open as Thomas. He's got it. Touchdown, Wolfpack. We are going to the second overtime. Leary play action faking back to his 30 to throw. He looks, he'll fire right corner end zone for Carter. He made the catch. Oh my goodness. He was double covered, still made the catch, falling down in the deep right hand corner of the end zone.
Takes a snap, rolls right side. Looks back, being pressured, gets away from that, rolls right again, looking, throws, and incomplete. So Clemson holds. So it's just a 6-point lead for NC State at 27-21. Now you got to score a touchdown. Clemson's got to score a touchdown. Can Clemson answer? Can this Clemson offense come out and answer?
And now it's 4th down and 5. Clemson has to go for it here because the Pack leads by 6, 27-21. So we say it again. This is the ball game. DJ Uiagalelei awaits the snap with 4 wides, 2 to each side. Pack coming on a blitz. Uiagalelei throws. He floats it toward the end zone. It's over the head and through the arms of Ross. Incomplete. Wolfpack wins in overtime. 27-21. You can light up the bell tower red and put the upset spotlight on Carter-Finley Stadium.
Gary Hahn and Johnny Evans on the Wolfpack Sports Network with Don Munson and Reggie Merriweather from JMI Sports. First time since 2012, NC State upset the top 10 team, outlasting the Tigers in double OT 27-21, in the process handing Clemson just its second ACC loss since 2017, and the Tigers' playoff hopes all but over. Can we say the same for another usual playoff contender? We'll head to Norman next for Oklahoma-West Virginia. And Jerry's World for a huge SEC West showdown between Arkansas and A&M. They're after this on the College Football Rewind.
Hey friends, I'm Dan Rubenstein.
And I'm Ty Hildenbrand.
And we're the Solid Verbal Podcast, previewing, recapping, and talking all things college football all season long, all year long.
And look, the season's a marathon. Sometimes there'll be happy tears. And sometimes sad ones.
So let the Solid Verbal be your warm college football audio hug.
Yeah, I'm not at all comfortable with that phrasing.
Too late. Download the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to quality podcasts.
We go crazy for this stuff.
It is intercepted! And the Cyclones have the football!
It is good!
Yes, and he takes the lead!
Got it! 10-5! Touchdown!
Back to the College Football Rewind.
Wow!
All the talk with number 4 Oklahoma lately has been the impending departure to the SEC. But for now, the Sooners are still the class of the Big 12. OU has won each of the 4 conference championships since the title game was reinstated, and its dominance over West Virginia particularly impressive. The Mountaineers, a winning record over most Big 12 opponents since joining the league a decade ago, but they're 0-8 against the Sooners, with OU ranked 4th, but looking a little vulnerable, will the Mountaineers finally get over the hump?
Letty Brown remains in the backfield. 2nd and goal from the 2. Green is ready. Holds those hands up. Claps them together. Here comes the snap. It's a quarterback keep. He's going to go into the end zone. Untouched off the left side. Garrett Green scores the touchdown. He read it, and he kept it, and he went off the left side. As good, folks, as you could have hoped for. There are 5:53 to go in the first quarter. West Virginia 7, Oklahoma nothing.
Sooners go 5 wide on 3rd and goal. Now Gray will join Rattler in the backfield. Rattler's got it. Looks left. Throws in zone. Caught! Touchdown! Stotner! Oklahoma punches back in the Big 12 opener. 2:46 to go first quarter. It's now Sooners 7, Mountaineers 7. West Virginia eating up a lot of time. We're already through the first quarter of this one. Just the 3rd possession of the game being played out here. Mountaineers facing a 3rd and 14 at their own 45. Here they come. 4-man rush. Deep shot. Far sideline. Well overthrown. Intercepted! Delarian Turner Yell picked it off.
On 2nd and 3. Again, Rattler dropping back to throw. Sets his feet. Throws to the left side. Ball is nearly intercepted. It was deflected. They did get it on a deflection. It got tipped in the air by Porter. And Jackie Matthews on the deflection came up with the football. Oh, what a play. West Virginia scored on its first drive tonight. 75 yards and 17 plays. Oklahoma scored on its first drive. And that's been it so far as scoring goes. 2 receivers right and 2 to the left. Deggie comes. They go with a blitz. Deggie uncorks one down the right side. Pass caught. Winston right inside the 15. Gets knocked out of bounds on the Mountaineers sideline. Casey Legg, who's 4 of 4 on the season, will have a 25-yard attempt from the far hash. Legg is ready. Snap back. The kick goes up. That kick is good. And West Virginia will go into the locker room here in Norman, Oklahoma, with a 10-7 lead.
West Virginia 10, Oklahoma 7. Last time OU trailed at halftime, the Peach Bowl against LSU. It's been a year and a half. They'll get the ball first, though.
I'm interested to see how Lincoln Riley calls plays. You know, at some point in a football game, if you're beating your head against the wall in the running game, you've got no choice but to try and go to the pass. You've got to try and win the game.
This will be a 28-yard try for Berkich to tie it up. Spencer Jones, the holder. Snap back, hold is down. Kick is away, and it is good. So the Sooners take the opening possession of the second half, drive the field, and tie it up. And with 11:26 to go in the third, it's now Sooners 10, Mountaineers 10. This is Sooner football from Learfield.
On 3rd and goal from inside the 5-yard line. Deggy has it. They blitz. Deggy drops. Deggy throws. Wide open. Dropped by Bryce Ford Wheaton in the back of the end zone. He was wide open and it went through his hands. Snap is back. The kick is up. And that kick is good. And West Virginia answers with a field goal from Casey Legg, his second of the game. And the Mountaineers now take the lead back at 13-10 with 5:21 to go here in our third quarter of play. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, folks. The little things that decide football games.
Well, the good news, we did get on the board. The bad news is we lost four. We just got to be solid. Inside that red zone, you can't hurt yourself.
3:40 to go here in the third quarter on fourth and one. Motion man comes through. Here's a snap, and that is a handoff for Brooks. They bottle him up, and they will not make it. They've stopped him. Kennedy Brooks is dropped at the 50-yard line. West Virginia gets the football with 3:19 to go here in this third quarter.
Deep into Saturday night, we head to the fourth. West Virginia leads Oklahoma 13-10. Mountaineers have never beaten OU in Big 12 play. Sooner fans chewing their nails all over the world tonight, trying to move to 4-0. 35-yard try for Berkich from just inside the right hash. There's the snap. Hold is down. Kick is away. Driving and good. And we're tied. 8:52 to go. 13-13. Man, how many games have Oklahoma and West Virginia played against each other where by this point in the game we're in the 50s each way? Back it up to the 33, second and 12.
Now we've got them behind the chains. This is a chance where we need to tee off. Need to have a really good play here to force a third and long.
5:13 to go, tie game. Daigie, the snap went by. It's rolling back to the 50-yard line. Daigie falls on it, back in his own territory.
Wow.
Zach Frazier snapped it low and right past Daigie all the way back to his own 44. Now it's third and 33. If you need one, go get a paper bag to breathe into. 3:39 to go. Sooners have the ball back with a chance to maybe win it. 13-all. Rattler back to pass on first down. Throws to Mims. Caught at the 20. Spins out. Tries to get to the corner. Wrapped up. First down. Rattler play action. Rolls right. Double pump. Looking. Throws across the field. Stoops. Caught it. Drake Stoops. A sliding catch at the 34. High drama. This game will be discussed, maybe even cussed, in the week to follow. It'll be officially a 29-yard try. Gabe Berkich, the kicker. Snap back, hold down, kick is away, and it is good! It is good! And you can unhitch the wagon, put the ponies in the bar. Gabe Berkich, a walk-off game-winning field goal to keep Oklahoma undefeated by the narrowest of margins. Final score tonight in Norman in the Big 12 opener. It's Oklahoma 16 and West Virginia 13.
Toby Rowland and Teddy Lehman on the Sooner Sports Network with Tony Caridi and Dwight Wallace on the Mountaineer Sports Network. Sooners find the end zone once, and it's enough. 16-13 at the gun, OU survives. So one demon can't get exercised. Over in the SEC, early season darling and 16th-ranked Arkansas tried to prove it's for real against number 7 Texas A&M, who had beaten the Hogs 9 consecutive years. And with everyone looking up at Bama in a loaded West division, it was a de facto elimination game in the conference.
Cam Little going to try a 47-yard field goal attempt. It's a good snap. The kick's on the way. Plenty of distance, and it is good. Hogs draw first blood. 3-0 Razorbacks, 8:20 to play in the quarter. So now the Razorbacks looking at first and 15 from their own 15-yard line. Jefferson off play action, going to throw deep right sideline. Burks open at midfield. He's got it. Burks is going to go. Traylon down the sideline. Touchdown, Arkansas. 85 yards, and the Hogs strike big. Give Arkansas a 10-0 lead. 2:27 to play in the opening quarter. Boy, you can't coach speed, can you, Quinn?
You can't coach speed.
Wow.
You can't coach a great player.
On third down and three there at the Aggie 48-yard line, they bring Green in motion. KJ going to dump it to Green in the flat. First down and more. AJ spins away at the 30, still on his feet. He's going to score. Touchdown, Arkansas. 47 yards. AJ Green would not go down. It is 17-0 Arkansas, 13:55 to play in the first half.
Arkansas, three drives, field goal, touchdown, touchdown, up 17-0. Aggies, four drives, four punts. Can the offense get untracked? Down 17-0. 50-yard attempt. Seth Small has the leg. Buried it right through.
Good
job. Uprights. The Aggies get the field goal. So it is a 17-3 Arkansas lead on Texas A&M.
Aggies need to get string some first downs together and get some kind of a drive together.
Spiller to the right of Calzada, who's in the gun. Isaiah up the middle. First down. And more. 40, 45, 50. Now it's a race. 40, 30 to the 20. Isaiah Spiller all the way to the end zone. Touchdown. Aggies.
No flags.
67 yards later, Isaiah Spiller into the end zone. Aggies strike quickly.
Big touchdown for the Aggies. They're within one score. And that will be the end of the third quarter.
Arkansas 17, Texas A&M 10. Fourth quarter straight ahead. This is Aggie football from Learfield.
Reiterate it right now. The Aggies have been very good in fourth quarters and tight games in the Jimbo Fisher era. Under Jimbo, when the Aggies enter the fourth quarter in a one-score game, they are 13-1, whether that margin is up by less than seven or down by less than seven.
12-19 to play. It's a 17-10 Razorback lead. Zach Calzada is going to throw. Overthrow, Spiller deflected and intercepted. Picked off by Monteric Brown. He dove to get it out of the Aggie 48. The tip drill. Ridgeway got his hand on it. Brown came up with it. Hogs ball in Aggie territory. Razorbacks are going to have it first and 10. Geno Bell, that had to bring this sideline to life a little bit.
Brought the sideline to life, brought the fans to life, but this is a big series.
They're going to try a field goal now. It's going to be a 24-yarder. Cam Little to make it a 20-10. Razorback lead, good snap, good hold. Moore's kick is good, and the Razorbacks are up by two scores. 20-10 Hogs, 8:39 to go. Check in with Geno Bell real quick. Geno,
just before the defense took the field, Bumper Poo, Brent Morgan got these guys hyped and said, guys, let's get out here, make a play, turn it back over. Hey, these guys are ready to go on defense.
Well, yeah, you're right about that, Geno. I mean, that defense has got to show up right now.
Third 20. Calzada under pressure, dumps it short, A-chain out of the backfield, complete across the 30, out to the 32, that's going to be it. And so now Jimbo Fisher's got to send the punt team back out on the field. 16th ranked Razorbacks trying to knock off 7th ranked Texas A&M, snap a 9-game losing skid to the Aggies in the process. They've got a 10-point lead. Let's snap this streak against A&M. Spiller's the running back, fourth down, here we go. Calzada, hit as he throws, it's incomplete. Trey Williams hit him from behind, and with a minute 58 to play and a 20-10 lead, it is very much Arkansas's game to lose now.
Oh my goodness, right there.
It is fun today. The Razorbacks have exercised some demons, and they're going to enjoy that plane ride home tonight. Everybody celebrating this big win. For the first time since 2003, the Hogs are 4-0. They snap a 9-game losing streak to Texas A&M. How about them Hogs?
How about them all?
20-10, our final score. The Razorbacks are 4-0.
Chuck Barrett and Quinn Grovey on the Razorback Sports Network with Andrew Monaco and Dave Elmendorf on the Aggie Sports Network. Razorbacks' dream start continues, a 20-10 doubling up of A&M. And on deck next week, a date with Georgia. Those were the highlights from Saturday. We'll take a timeout when we come back. We'll recap the weekend's other 18 games involving ranked teams, including a top 20 tilt at Soldier Field. It's after these messages on the College Football Rewind.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey, this is Mike Golick, host of The Fan Exam, a weekly live trivia game show for the biggest college sports fans. Join us every Monday and Wednesday now through October 27th for your chance to rack up points and win some money each and every game.
You'll also have a chance to win an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena.
Download The Fan Exam app or go to thefanexam.com to sign up and play. You'll answer questions just like this. How many underclassmen, that's freshmen and sophomores, have won the Heisman Trophy? We'll give you the answer later in the show.
Wisconsin and Notre Dame are two of the most successful programs in the Midwest, and yet meetings between the pair are exceedingly rare. Saturday at Soldier Field, the first since an Irish victory in 1964. And with Notre Dame down 13-10 in the fourth, Brian Kelly's bunch didn't even need the offense to explode.
Chris Tyree from the two brings it out across the 10, 15, 20 across the middle of the field. Got a little room. 40, 45, 50. Foot race to the end zone. 40, 30. Running down the near numbers. 20, 10. Touchdown, Chris Tyree.
Yes!
Now throws to the near sideline. Intercepted. Jack Kaiser at the 40. Foot race that he will win down the near sideline. This will be a pick six. There's your ball game. Touchdown, Notre Dame. Intercepted by Drew White of the 45. Across the 40. Running on the far side to the 30. 20, 15, 10. He will score. Touchdown, Drew White. A pick six party.
Paul Burmeister from Westwood won. The Irish score three non-offensive touchdowns in the fourth. Make a statement. A 13-10 deficit becomes a 41-13 victory. Brian Kelly, the winningest coach now in program history.
The Big 12.
The four-time defending champs, Oklahoma, still the conference favorite. Now, in the preseason, most considered Iowa State to be the biggest challenger to the Sooners. But the 2-1 Cyclones trailed most of the day against Baylor, and after scoring a touchdown in the final seconds, needed a two-point conversion to tie.
Here's the play for two. He dropped the ball. Did his knee touch? He'll throw it into the end zone. It is intercepted by JT Woods. The Bears stop the two-point conversion attempt.
John Morris on the Baylor Sports Network. Bears upset the number 14 Cyclones, 31-29 Iowa State, now 2-2 on the year. So one ranked Big 12 team survives Oklahoma. Another doesn't in Iowa State. How about Kansas State? 3-0 Wildcats earned their first ranking under Chris Klieman right at 25, and it'll be a short live stay in the polls thanks to Oklahoma State.
Sanders gets a shotgun snap, back to pass, fires over the middle, caught by Presley at the 5, bounces off a tackler inside the 1, diving toward the end zone. Did he get in? He did!
Throws a pass toward the near corner of the end zone. It is caught by Tay Martin for a touchdown! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State! Tay Martin!
Dave Hunziker on the Cowboys Sports Network. 3 Spencer Sanders scores enough to keep the Pokes unbeaten, 31-20 the final over K-State.
The SEC.
Florida State at 11th in the polls after its loss to Alabama, and already 1-0 in SEC play. Gators likely have to win out to take the East. Step one, Tennessee.
Third and goal, 4-yard line. Now shorter, motions off to the left side. There's the snap to Jones. Jones looking to throw wide open to the end zone. Touchdown, Malik Davis, all alone. Here was quarantine in the end zone.
Jones rolls right, looks to throw the ball right side. Rick Wells on a catch and a touchdown. Beautifully executed pass play coming to the near side to Rick Wells, and the Gators lead 30-14.
Nick Hubert on the Gator Sports Network. Emory Jones throws for two scores, rushes for almost 150 yards. Florida's fifth straight win over the Vols, 16th in the last 17 years, a 38-14 final. The Gators and everyone else in the SEC East chasing number 2 Georgia. Off back-to-back 40-point performances, the Bulldog offense kept rolling along against basement dweller Vandy.
Daniels throw on target. Bowers at the 10. Tiptoes his way into the end zone. Another touchdown, Brock Bowers.
Run a reverse on the toss to Ladd McConkey. He's got all day. 20, 15, 10, 5. Got a block at the 3 and scampers into the end zone.
Scott Howard on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network. The Dogs tie an SEC record by leading 35-0 after one quarter. Blast the Doors 62-0, its largest SEC win since 1942. Over in the West Division, Texas A&M Arkansas was the notable game. The other contenders in the division either off Ole Miss or playing non-conference games. After avoiding the major scare in the swamp, top-ranked Alabama looked like its normal self again against Southern Miss.
Jamison Williams from a yard deep to the 10. 15-20, cuts left up the middle. He's got running room, spun around, breaks the tackle. He's on his way. He's going to bring it back 101 yards. Touchdown! 15 seconds and 101 yards.
Eli Gold on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Bama took the opening kick back for a score and breezed from there, winning big 63-14. We finish up in the SEC with a near stunner. Number 23 Auburn returned home after its loss at Penn State, and it trailed most of the way against Georgia State, down 24-19, facing 4th-and-9 from the 10 with under a minute to go.
Finley out of the shotgun, down to 3, down to 2, gets the play off. Finley flushed, he's in trouble, gets away from the first man, throws to the end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Jet Jackson! Touchdown, Auburn!
What a
touchdown,
play!
Touchdown, Auburn! Wow!
Andy Burcham on the Auburn Tigers Sports Network. Backup QB TJ Finley saves the day, coming in for Bo Nix and throwing the winning score. The defense adds a late pick six to win 34-24.
The Big Ten.
Unranked to start the year, Michigan entered the weekend 3-0 by way of the nation's top rushing attack. Now ranked 19th, Wolverines passed their first conference test of the year against previously unbeaten Rutgers.
Here comes Wilson in motion. They give it to Haskins. Left guard, Hassan Haskins, breaks left, into the end zone. Touchdown, Michigan. And Langan will take the snap. Langan gets it. And they read Langan, and he doesn't get it. He stops short. It'll be Michigan taking over.
Jim Brandstatter on the Michigan Sports Network. Didn't score after halftime. Didn't matter. The Maize and Blue beat Rutgers for the seventh straight year, 20-13 in the final to move to 4-0. Not just Michigan surging in the Great Lakes State. In our Northwest, Mel Tucker has Michigan State unbeaten and back into the top 25. But the Spartans needed a late punt return for a score to force overtime against Nebraska on Saturday before the defense stepped up.
Martinez is by himself. Snap back. Quick
pick,
right side.
Pick,
intercepted.
Pick.
It's picked off. The Spartans
the house,
get a
baby.
Pick. Perfect snap. The put down. The kick is up. The kick ball is good. Spartans
yes,
win in overtime. What a night in East Lansing. The Spartans do all their work at the woodshed. And yes, it went 15 rounds and then some.
George Blaha on the Spartan Media Network. The big interception leads to the winning field goal and the 23-20 Michigan State win to stay unbeaten. The Huskers, meanwhile, sit just 2-3 overall and 0-2 in Big Ten play. The other ranked Big Ten teams all played out-of-conference opponents over the weekend. We'll start with fifth-ranked Iowa. Trailed Colorado State at the half before doing just enough after the break.
Goodson goes in motion. They run the reverse. Tyrone Tracy gets to the corner. Touchdown, Iowa! Touchdown! Slot reverse. Beautifully executed by Petras. It's like they're going to go back to the same play. Wide open, Laporta. Touchdown! Touchdown, Iowa! The Hawks have the lead back.
Gary Dolphin on the Hawkeye Sports Network. Not pretty, but Iowa wins it 24-14. Make it 10 straight wins dating back to last year. Only Alabama and Oklahoma have longer active streaks. Iowa now the West Division favorite. Ohio State still a favorite in the East, but it's been a tough few weeks. The loss to Oregon, a close for comfort win over Tulsa, and suddenly the Buckeyes are ranked 10th, their lowest since 2014. But even without quarterback C.J. Stroud, OSU looked much better against Akron.
He'll look and loft the pass deep down the left side. Jackson Smith and Jigba caught at the 5 and backs into the end zone for a touchdown on a pass from Kyle McCord of 34 yards. McCord with a snap, shovels it out. Henderson running right side to the Akron 10-yard line. To the 5, to the end zone. Travion Henderson, 14-yard touchdown run. Second scamper of the night for a score.
Paul Keels on the Ohio State Sports Network. Buckeyes haven't lost at home to an in-state foe in a century. That didn't change Saturday. 59-7 the final over the Zips. Lastly in the Big Ten, number 6 Penn State, an easy time on Saturday with an FCS foe in Villanova.
Snap back, delivers downfield. He's got Washington 35, Parker 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Penn State. Parker Washington, 52 yards. You want to talk about a perfectly thrown ball.
Steve Jones on the Penn State Sports Network, one of 3 Nittany Lion touchdowns of at least 50 yards, and Penn State eases to a 38-17 win.
The Pac-12.
A businesslike win over FCS Stony Brook was enough to bump Oregon up to number 3 in the nation. But the Ducks needed some fourth quarter plays to dispatch of winless Arizona.
Travis died to the right, back to throw. Brown got him, corner of the end zone, touchdown! Spencer Webb. To go deeper down the right side, got a man down there, picked up, intercepted. That's Bennett Williams. Williams cuts it up across a couple of guys still on his feet. 50 with blockers, 40 the other way. He's got room, he's got the 20, he's got the 10, he scores! Bennett Williams!
Jerry Allen on the Oregon Sports Network. The Ducks forced 4 turnovers to pull away to the tune of a 41-19 win over the Cats. The Ducks the only remaining unbeaten, in fact, in the Pac-12. That's after UCLA lost in a wild game to Fresno State last week. Bruins still hanging around the top 25, checking in at 24th, and opened up league play back in the win column against Stanford.
Phillips in motion left to right from the right half shotgun snap. A keeper, DTR, touchdown UCLA! What a call! Empty backfield here as he'll go to work. Look downfield, he's got Kyle Phillips streaking towards it, and he makes a move at the 35. Bye-bye! There goes Kyle Phillips, 75 yards, free and easy, down the road he goes! There's your answer. Bruins back on top.
Josh Lewin on the UCLA Sports Network. Dorian Thompson-Robinson accounts for four touchdowns. Bruins hold off the Cardinal 35-24. Elsewhere around the country, besides Clemson, the only other ranked ACC team is number 21 North Carolina. Of course, the Tigers narrowly escaped with a win over Georgia Tech last week. The Heels weren't as fortunate.
Shotgun snap. Short drop. Sims throws the fade down the left sideline for Carter. Leaps. Makes the catch. Does he hang on? He does! Touchdown, Jackets! Malachi Carter ripping it out of the sky! And Georgia Tech is in the end zone!
Andy Demetra on the Georgia Tech Sports Network. Jeff Sims throws for a score, rushes for 128 yards and three more, and a 45-22 runaway over UNC. So for those keeping score, ACC has two ranked teams, and they both lost on Saturday. Elsewhere, after going 3-0 against Pac-12 opponents, number 15 BYU went to the American for its fourth game, and the Cougars jumped out to an early lead against USF.
A play fake short boot, and in the end zone, the catch is made by Neil Pabu for the touchdown.
Greg Rubel on the BYU Sports Network. Cougars led 21-0 after a quarter, but need to hold on late in a 35-28 win. 17th-ranked Coastal Carolina cruised on Saturday. The Chanticleers improved to 4-0 without issue against UMass.
As we approach 3 minutes, handoff, Reese White. Big hole, right side. Oh, he spins off the tackler into the end zone. Touchdown, Chanticleers. Reese White scores.
Joe Cashin on the Chanticleer Sports Network. All Coastal in this one. Chants led 36-0 at halftime. Win big, 53-3. We finish up with a game from Friday night. After upsetting UCLA, Fresno State found itself ranked for the first time since the end of 2018, yet trailing UNLV by two scores early in the second half at home. Alas, the combo of Jake Haner and Jalen Cropper saved the day.
Jake to throw, extra pressure coming. He wants the end zone. Guess who? Jalen Cropper again. Fourth touchdown catch tonight. 26 yards, and you bet Fresno State is back on top.
Paul Leffler on the Fresno State Sports Network. Haner and Cropper hooked up for four touchdowns, including the game winner with 5 minutes left. And the Bulldogs survive 38-30. In all, six ranked teams lost over the weekend. 25 have lost already this year, and the season is a month old. When we come back here on the College Football Rewind, we'll hand out the awards to our top performers of the week. It's right after these messages.
The passion.
25, first down, 20. 15, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1.
The fury.
Getting blitzed. Down he goes.
The speed.
Double, and it's going to be. Oh,
my. Western College football.
Toward the end zone. Got it for 6 points.
You cannot hitch the wagon. Put the ponies in the barn.
Over the shoulder. Get
30, 20.
This is the College Football Blitz. Listen all season long on College Sports Now on the Varsity Network. Record-setting performances.
Hat-trick, third pick of the day for the walk-on safety.
And that's the record-setting touchdown pass.
Game-winning plays.
Oh. He's got the catch as he dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Red Raiders!
Look for the end zone. Touchdown, Nevada! The Wolfpack win!
It's time to name our College Football Rewind Players of the Week.
Almost a disastrous day nationally for the Big 12. Two of its three ranked teams lost, and the third, Oklahoma, won with a last-second field goal. Among the unranked, no one had a better day offensively than Texas, as quarterback Casey Thompson put up points at will against Texas Tech.
Thompson from the shotgun, the snap, back to throw, swings that wide open Robinson, the catch, inside the 30, shakes a tackle, say goodnight to this one, Bijan Robinson. Snap back to Thompson, Casey. Lofting it down for the end zone. Has a man open. Caught. Touchdown, Texas. Xavier Worthy down in the corner. Casey Thompson dropped it in the bucket.
Craig Way on the Longhorn Radio Network. Thompson completed 18 of 23 passes for 303 yards and five touchdowns, adding a sixth on the ground. Texas hung 70 on Texas Tech, a 70-35 rout. Longhorn's most points in a game since 2005. Let's head now to Conference USA, where Rice won its first game of the year over Texas Southern, and the Owls did it on the legs of Jordan Myers. With 17 carries total through three games, Myers went off in a big way on Saturday.
Shotgun Constantine takes the snap, handoff Myers. Why not? Sprints up the 50, cuts right, the 40, the 30, now the 20, the 15, the 10. 64-yard touchdown run by Jordan Myers.
J.P. Heath on the Rice Sports Network. Myers carried the rock 26 times for 160 yards and four touchdowns in the Owls' 48-34 win over the Tigers. Defensively, we head back to Arlington, where Arkansas is 4-0 for the first time in nearly two decades. In the 20-10 win over Texas A&M, Trey Williams lived in the Aggie backfield.
Calzada in the gun, gets the snap, steps up, has some time. Now they've got him from behind, Trey Williams. How about that? Looks to throw, flush, rolling left, loses his feet, and he falls back at the 18-yard line.
And that was all pressure from Trey Williams again. I mean, the guy has been phenomenal all day.
The senior D lineman had four tackles, two sacks, and another three quarterback hurries to snap the Hogs' nine-game losing skid to A&M. Thompson, Myers, and Williams, your top performers from the weekend. When we come back, we'll run through our plays of the week. It's next on the College Football Rewind.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
This is the College Football Rewind.
Leaping one-handed.
Caught it. He caught it. The kick is good, and the Bears win.
There he goes. They're not going to get him. 65 yards and a Utah touchdown.
It's time to count down our plays of the week. Number five.
Second down play fake. Now looking again for Trey. Made the catch. Did he get that left foot down? Oh, wow. Gymnastic style touchdown, Trey Turner. Touchdown, Virginia Tech Hokies.
Number four.
Off play action, Thompson the throw. Casey steps up, deep over the middle, ball caught by Worthy in the Tech territory, still on his feet. He broke free. Say goodnight to this one. Xavier Worthy pinballed away from two would-be tacklers, and the strike goes for 62 yards and a Longhorn touchdown.
Number three.
Clean pocket, steps up, goes right corner. And Sebastian brings it down to the end zone. Brandon Sebastian, interception. Ball game over. Boston College, 41. Missouri, 34. As the crowd heads on the field and the Eagles celebrate.
Number two.
Out of the shotgun, down to three, down to two, gets the play off. Finley, flushed, he's in trouble, gets away from the first man, throws to the end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Jet Jackson! Touchdown, Auburn!
What a
touchdown
play!
Touchdown, Auburn! Wow!
Number one.
Leary play action faking, back to his 30 to throw. He looks, he'll fire, right corner, end zone for Carter. He made the catch! Oh my goodness! He was double covered, still made the catch, falling down in the deep right-hand corner of the end zone. It's 27-21. State takes the lead in the second overtime.
Those were your plays of the week. We'll be back with more after this on the College Football Rewind.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Going inside one of this weekend's matchup like no one else. Time for the Saturday Take from the co-host of the Solid Verbal Podcast.
Hey, this is Ty Hildenbrand from the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. And wow, what a turnaround for Notre Dame. 31 unanswered points in the fourth quarter to knock off Wisconsin by a 41-13 score. For all of Notre Dame's struggles on defense through the first 3 weeks of the season, defense and special teams were the difference for the Irish in this one. It was a quantum leap forward on that side of the ball. They're going to need to maintain that intensity heading into October when they get into the teeth of their schedule. Their offensive line still needs some work as well, but they will have another great opportunity next week to prove what they're worth when Cincinnati comes to South Bend. Meanwhile, this game was a nightmare for the Wisconsin offense, especially quarterback Graham Mertz. He had a fumble and four interceptions in this game, two of which went for Irish touchdowns down the stretch. The Badgers, yeah, they've got some serious questions to answer about their offense moving forward. Don't forget to check out the Solid Verbal every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, wherever you get your podcasts, or over on solidverbal.com.
Thank you very much, Ty. Less than 10 minutes left in the program. If you're joining us late, we'll relive how the top 10 teams in the country fared as the College Football Rewind continues right after this.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Okay, so did you see that game the other day? The refs, right? I mean, come on. They were totally out to get us. That always happens to our team. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, this is Mike Golick, host of The Fan Exam, a weekly live trivia game show for the biggest college sports fans. Earlier in the show, we asked you how many freshmen and sophomores have won the Heisman Trophy. The answer? Six. And all have come since 2007. Tim Tebow, Sam Bradford, Mark Ingram, Johnny Manziel, Jameis Winston, and Lamar Jackson. For more questions like that and a chance to win prizes, join us on The Fan Exam each Monday and Wednesday now through October 27th. To sign up and play, download the Fan Exam app or head to thefanexam.com. That's thefanexam.com. Now back to the College Football Rewind.
Welcome back to the College Football Rewind. Time to recap how each of the country's top 10 teams fared with our weekend flashback.
Alabama.
Joe Rowe gets the snap. They pick up the blitz. He'll throw into the end zone. Caught. Javon Baker. Touchdown, Alabama, with a flag on the play. A 24-yard toss. It was over early. And Bama wins it by a final of 63-14.
Georgia.
There's a snap to Daniels. They pressure. Hit him as he throws in the end zone. Reaching and catching. Ladd McConkey went up high at the high point. Pulled it down for the score. Well, it wasn't 1942, 75-0 over Florida, but we'll take it. 62-0 over an outmanned, outclassed Vanderbilt team.
Oregon.
Pressure comes, throw. Oh, what a throw, what a catch. What a catch. Terrence Ferguson, sandwiched between two Arizona Wildcat jerseys. He knew where the ball was. They did. Ducks are going to get the win. Oregon going to 4-0. Oregon 41 and Arizona 19.
Oklahoma.
Gabe Berkich, the kicker. Snap back, hold down, kick is away, and it is good! It is good! And you can unhitch the wagon, put the ponies in the bar by the narrowest of margins. Final score tonight in Norman in the Big 12 opener. It's Oklahoma 16 and West Virginia 13.
Iowa.
Now two tight ends. Looks like they're going to go back to the same play. Wide open, Laporta. Touchdown. Touchdown, Iowa. The Hawks have the lead back.
Final score, Iowa 24. Colorado State 14. The Hawkeyes escape the upset bid.
Penn State.
They wanted to set up a screen. It wasn't there, so Clifford has to keep it to the 50. Now throws it to Lambert Smith, 30, near sideline, 40. Keandre, 45, 50. There he goes. He is gone. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Penn State. They take a broken play and get 83 yards.
So the final here is 38-17. The Nittany Lions win it over Villanova. They go to 4-0 in the season and now back to Big Ten play starting next week.
Texas A&M.
KJ gonna dump it to Green in the flat. First down and more. AJ spins away at the 30, still on his feet. He's gonna score. Touchdown, Arkansas. 47 yards. AJ Green will not go down. For the first time since 2003, the Hogs are 4-0. They snap a 9-game losing streak to Texas A&M. How about them, Hall?
How about them, Hall?
20-10, our final score. The Razorbacks are 4-0.
Clemson.
This is the ball game. DJ Uiagalelei awaits the snap with four wides, two to each side. Pack coming on a blitz. Uiagalelei throws. He floats it toward the end zone. It's over the head
and through the arms of Ross. Incomplete. Wolfpack wins in overtime. 27-21. You can light up the bell tower red and put the upset spotlight on Carter-Finley Stadium.
Ohio State.
Hands to Master Teague. Guns it straight ahead and runs to the end zone for a score. Master Teague, as the Teague chants ring through the stadium. 51-7 Ohio State. Final score 59-7. Ohio State defeats Akron.
That was your weekend flashback. We'll preview next week and wrap up the show after this on the College Football Rewind. The passion.
25, first down, 20. 15, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1.
The fury.
Getting bled. Down he goes.
The speed.
Doubled it. It's going to be.
Football
toward the end zone, got it for 6 points.
You cannot hitch the wagon, put the ponies in the barn.
Over the shoulder, get
30, 20.
Say goodnight to this one.
This is the College Football Blitz. Listen all season long on College Sports Now on the Varsity Network.
The next time we meet, the calendar will flip to October, and conference play dominates the slate. The closest anyone came to beating Alabama last year was Ole Miss. Can the nation's most prolific offense finish the job this year? And sure, Saturday's win was nice, but can Arkansas do it again against Georgia? And Cincinnati has its best chance to prove its status as a playoff contender when it travels to Notre Dame. A loaded Week 5 slate. Be sure to join us again next week to recap it all. Thanks to our friends at Learfield, Westwood One, and JMI Sports, as well as everyone at the Auburn, Georgia Tech, Spartan, BYU, and Chanticleer Radio Networks. I'm Rob Joyce. Thanks for listening to the College Football Rewind.